about how the service works and the service area that you have. Let me go ahead and grab Paul here.
Hi there, Levi.
Where are you guys located at?
Hi, Levi. We're actually in California. My name is Paul, by the way, and Jan wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you might have. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. I appreciate you asking. So we are located in California, same as Google and Facebook. Of course, our job, though, as a Google partner is to provide this service when positions become available anywhere in the United States or even Canada. We can, though, only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So Jan and one other currently calling through the area trying to connect me with pre-qualified businesses. Now, I know you do a lot of this yourself. I guess it would all come down to whether or not it's worth it to you to have a professional digital marketing firm, someone who has been doing this for almost 20 years, take that workload off your hands. We do Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, all the different destinations and directories that Google looks for and indexes when someone does a keyword search. And, of course, I would recommend that we would include Google paid ads or even maybe just Facebook ads. You're going maybe 10 or up to 50 miles for the right job, right?
Right.
So are you doing, like, Facebook ads on your own right now?
I haven't been running any ads, honestly. Everything, okay. All my business has been word of mouth.
Gotcha.
And whenever people make posts in our local area, I have family as well as a bunch of other people commenting to use my service. So mainly word of mouth. My kind of whole shtick is if I can get in front of you, I can get your business.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, lead-based services that send a lead to you and then send the lead to five or six of your competitors, and you're dealing with a potential customer who's expecting multiple bids and phone calls. Sometimes it's hard even just to get someone on the phone because someone else has already called them before you even get that lead. So with this, of course, you're not in a bidding war trying to fight it out with your competitors. You'll get calls directly to you from someone who will have seen a website for you. I know right now you're kind of using your Facebook page as an online presence. We can promote your Facebook page, don't get me wrong, but we also do websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. Now, if you're looking for maybe 10, 15, 20 miles, we wouldn't even need to really include paid Facebook ads. The local campaign is good for like maybe 20 miles. If you wanted to really be found 30, 40, 50 miles away, I would recommend supporting that local campaign with at least Facebook ads, which are quite affordable, 20, 22 cents per click, you know, so your minimum requirement would be $100 there. The local campaign by itself is $199.00. It would go once a month for $199. If we add the Facebook ads, you'd be looking at $299 as an exact amount. Now, we might even be able to include a website for you, or at least a landing page, because our job, quite frankly, is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there pick up the phone and give you a call. Now, obviously, you know the needs of your business at this point, how much work you can take on, what the additional budget would allow, or what you'd be willing to spend on additional advertising. Would maybe the local campaign at $199 for that 15, 20-mile radius, or even the $299 for, you know, 50 miles, 60 miles, 70 miles, if you want to go that far. Either of those would include a website at no additional cost. Would either of those campaigns make sense for you on a month-to-month basis, maybe with the detailed reporting and tracking, just to see how effective it's working for you?
Yeah, well, with you saying that, do you have a standard ROI that you have from other companies that have used your guys' service?
So it all depends on the business location, the services provided, how often they answer or how reliably they answer their phone. So, I mean, what I can tell you, and Google's been tracking this for a long time, the businesses that pop up on the first page of a search for their services will typically see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translate into direct phone calls. So it's basically our job to put you where people who need your services in your area can see you as one of their options, Not everyone will choose to call you, but many will call you, and then it's your job to answer the phone, talk to those people, and do the work.
Gotcha. And what did you say the name of your company was, this company?
It's Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'll send you now a link to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO packages. So like I said, we've been around since 2004. This is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message, so I'm sending that to you now. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I don't see that. I just see your link here. So you tell me to click on the link?
Yeah, I mean, to open up the page that I sent out to you.
Yeah, true. Okay. Alright, so it's take control of your online presence, and then there's a bunch
correct
of different options.
Right, yeah. So you'll be able to track your success, like I said, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One of the things I did not mention is that you can actually manage and monitor your reviews from your dashboard. Wherever someone writes a review, any platform that's online, it will repopulate on your tracking system. So from one place you can request reviews, respond to reviews. You can even have us respond to reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on this year. That is a long time. I mean, for any business, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page of the internet, you know, that is a long time. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time. Our clients, though, do like the service, and most of them do keep it long-term. There's a blue-tinted photo, and below it, it says Google Ads Partner, and just below that is a box with a colorful Google G inside. It says Google Partner. You can click anywhere in that box, and if you do, it'll go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And, of course, being a Google partner makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us, so we always have the right content to keep you online and ahead of your competitors
well,
on that.
There was the credibility that I was needing.
Okay. Right.
That was the credibility I was needing, because I was like, man, I get a bunch of calls every day from a bunch of different people trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, oh, no.
I guess what makes you guys stand out more than anybody else?
No, 100%. I mean, on April 17th, which is actually not very far away, I'll celebrate my 11-year anniversary with this company. I've actually got clients that have been with me from almost the beginning as a company, though. We've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. I would definitely say that the hardest part of my job, especially in recent years, is all of these companies coming out of the woodwork claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them, honestly, are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or some startup that's been around for a year or a couple of years. Definitely most of the people that we speak with now are getting a lot of these phone calls. Some have already tried it before, so it definitely has made my job a little bit more challenging. Now, just below that, it says SEO packages. Now, the local campaign, and I, like I said, I would be doing you a disservice to tell you you could get 40, 50 miles with the local campaign. It would happen. It just would take some time. It starts out about, you know, 15, 20, 25 miles, and then the more people click on you, the farther out it goes from there. But you'd be looking at 50% off of that pro package. You'd be looking at $199, not $399. It is, well, it's a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's just a reduced rate for a younger company, kind of more of like an assistance program. Try to make it affordable for younger businesses because, like I said, you know, our success comes from keeping clients long-term. So we want to make it affordable for you. I do 50% off the platinum package. Basically, the difference there are some bells and whistles. I could put those bells and whistles onto the pro package, everything except for the Facebook or Meta ads, because that is something that we pay for. Of course, you know, we charge you for it. But there's $100 of Facebook ads that would come with the reduced price of the Platinum package, which would be $299. So the basic difference is the extra $100 of Facebook ads.
Gotcha.
You can see both of them come with an optimized landing page. The other ones to the right with the Google ads or Google Guarantee leads, they do come with an optimized website. I might be able to even give you an upgrade from the landing page to a more custom website.
Okay. real quick, so this pro package here, you said you'll prorate it for 50%.
Right.
And that's the introductory. And you said it won't balloon up on me.
Right.
So how long does your guys' contract for that $199 until it does elevate? Because I know it's for a younger business, but at some point
that's
I won't
question.
Be.
Right. No, that is a great question. Yeah, I mean, if you keep the service for years and you become a well-established company, even if our price goes up down the road for whatever reason, you'd actually be grandfathered in at the $199. So it's a fixed rate. It'll never go up on you, even if you keep the service for years. It's to the penny, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job. Not a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay. So let's go through here on the pro package real quick and just make sure I understand everything that you guys are offering.
Sure, of course.
So the Google business profile, that's your typical, you know, look something up, somebody pops up on those couple suggested, you click on it, and it gives information, correct?
Yeah, correct. The Google Business Profile, Google calls it the knowledge panel. It's kind of that digital or virtual brochure for your business. Even if you're not on the first page, you can have a Google Business Profile, but in that case, someone has to actually be typing in your name to find it. But it, you know, lists your business name, your website's attached, reviews, bullet points for the services, photos, and things like that. Of course, our job with all the rest of that content is to move that Google Business Profile onto the first page, even for someone who's typing in keywords for the services you provide and not typing in your name specifically, which of course is a huge benefit for a young company like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So Bing Local is the same thing. Yeah, it's the exact same thing, just on Bing.
Okay, and then the search engine optimization, content creation, what is that exactly?
So that's all the different destinations, directories, submissions that Google wants to see. It's really closely related to the one two down from there, the popular directory submissions. But there are others besides like Yelp, Facebook, things that people have heard of. So the entire SEO content creation would include, you know, Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. Stuff that we create that no one's ever heard of, and we don't create it for your customers to see. We create it because that's basically what Google and Bing index, what the search engines search for, and instantaneously index. It's the businesses that have the most content online that relates to that particular person's search in that area. Those are the ones that pop up ahead of their competitors. U.S. client support, that's pretty self-explanatory. You have 24/7 access, of course, to email us. We'll respond within that day or the following business day if we receive that email after hours. You can actually reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Gotcha. And then the popular directory submission, you just explained that. Mm-hmm. And then the review monitoring, that's self-explanatory, it seems like.
Yeah, and I kind of touched on it too.
Landing page.
Yeah, the landing page is
over the review monitoring.
Yeah, the review monitoring, I kind of touched on that when we were walking you through the bit a little bit above that, where it says monitor your reviews. Every review that populates for you online, whether it is on something like Yelp or Facebook or any of those other destinations and directories, it actually repopulates as an ongoing report in your tracking system. So you get multiple reports. They update in almost near real time, so several times throughout the day they'll update. So you can keep track of those reviews right from your tracking system, from your client dashboard.
Okay.
You can even request reviews or respond to reviews through your tracking system. The landing page, like I was saying, kind of a one-page website, or a microsite as it's sometimes called, still an opportunity for people to see what you do, see photos, pictures, things like that. But like I said, what I would push forward with here would be to get the upgrade to a more custom website. Multiple tabs, multiple pages, and if my supervisor approves it, just like the landing page would, but the website too, would allow for updates and, of course, the hosting, maintenance, and like I said, the updates would be included as well. So it's straightforward pricing. You know, like I said, it would bill once a month. In this case, it would be $1.99 to the penny. The advanced reporting and things like that, like I said, that's your tracking system.
Okay. Let me get a pen real quick. I'm going to write something down. All right, so first, what was your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Paul, and what's your direct number? Because if I call back, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, so it's 877. This is the company phone number. I'll give you my extension. It's 877-635-6225. And then my extension is 746. So again, that's 877-635-6225, extension 746.
Okay. And then the Pro Pack would be $199
uh-huh.
per month. Let's see here. So on your Platinum package, it says lead generation. What is that in comparison to what you guys do in general?
Right. So the lead generation, again, it's just kind of, it's going to track the leads that you get from your landing page, because most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, right? Everything has the click to call feature. Calls will come directly to you. The website, though, would have a contact form on it, so people can fill that out, tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they'd hope that you'd come out, and things like that. Anytime someone fills out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And like I said, I can include the dashboard access, the lead generation, the review generation tools, things like that, which basically you'd get a link to the review tab of your Google and Bing listings, even a sample thank you letter that you can use verbatim or just for inspiration or check it all together, as long as you copy and paste the link into any email that you send to somebody. That way, it's just as easy as answering another email. They click on it. It goes right to that review page of either Google or Bing. They write a review or even just choose how many stars they want to give you and hit submit. So I can include all of those things and even the Pro package. The one thing that I would not be able to include is the Facebook or Meta ads, because, you know, we have to pay Facebook directly for that. Of course, there is a charge that we kind of pass on to you. In this case, it would be $100. Let me ask you this. Now, at the beginning of the year, we sunsetted the lowest rate for the Pro package, which would be $149, right? You could still get $100 worth of Facebook ads on the Platinum package. It's our friends and family rate at $249. So you'd actually get, for an extra $50, you'd get $100 worth of Facebook ads. All the other bells and whistles I would include anyway, but the one difference there would be for if I could get it approved, and I think I could. I mean, like I said, I've been around for a while here. If I make a request, I can almost always get it. If we do a Platinum package, I might even be able to drop that down to $249. The extra $50 would get you basically, well, it's $100 worth of Facebook ads. We do charge a little bit of a management fee because it takes us a lot of time to manage that. 25% management fee, you'd actually get to the dollar going towards generating more calls for you, $75 worth of Facebook ads. But it'd be, $249 instead of $199.
Gotcha. So you're telling me you would include the platinum perks on the pro package?
I could, yeah. Without the Facebook ads, you'd be looking at $199. Basically, it's the platinum package just without the Facebook ads.
Gotcha.
If it costs our company time to get it done, we can include it. Because obviously, you know, well, to be honest with you, you know, that $199, whether it's a landing page or especially if we upgrade it to a website, it doesn't cover our costs. You know, the time, the resources, and in some cases, the direct cost to create that content, we'd be investing more in your business and your success than the $199 that you'd be paying us in that first month. But like I said, our success comes from keeping our clients long-term. So we could include all the other bells and whistles, cost us a little bit more time to create that, but we want you to be successful. The one thing that I would not be able to include at that reduced rate would be the Facebook ads. So it would be $199 for the platinum package without the Facebook ads, which is basically the pro package with the additional bells and whistles, or we could do maybe, if I can, I think I could, I don't want to say for sure. Actually, maybe I'd actually, you know, ask for forgiveness later versus permission now. Do the platinum package with the Facebook ads at $249.
Okay. And then the domain. So if I did this with you guys, I'd want you to go ahead and set up the website.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns the domain?
So, I mean, you know, sometimes our clients already have a website. Obviously, in this case, you don't. Sometimes they have their own domain. They just haven't gotten around to building out a website. We can use any existing domain that you would have and build that site for you. If we go ahead and purchase that domain, I mean, in any case, the website's going to be hosted on our server. Any website needs to be hosted somewhere or people can't see it. If you ever did stop using our service, we could either just continue to simply host the website for you for a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you. Obviously, if you have a domain coming in, you know, you'd already have that domain if you stopped using our service.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what would it take to get this set up?
So one of the things that we would do is a client interview, and we're going to have one of our technicians talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, you know, even things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. I did want to ask you, Levi, if we do this and we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now the number you would want to promote for your business? Is this the business number?
Yeah, this is a business number.
Okay, so 918-633-1759. And obviously it's a smartphone. You can receive a text message on there. Now, the website that we build, like I said, most of the time people just call you. If they fill out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it's a business email, it would be listed on the website. People could see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it. It would, though, still be attached to that contact form, so you'd still be able to get those requests by email. What is a good email address either for you or for your company?
So a good email address for the company will be Chasteen, Chasteen,
mm-hmm.
Plumbing,
okay,
2022 at Gmail.
Okay, Chasteen Plumbing 2022 at gmail.com. Now, the business name itself, I see it as Chasteen Drain and Fixture Services. Is that accurate?
No, it's actually changed. So I'll explain that real quick. In the state of Oklahoma, for you to be able to advertise as a plumbing service, you have to have your license. So when I was still a journeyman doing jobs on my own, I was advertising as a drain and fixture service.
Right. Gotcha. So is it Chasteen Plumbing?
It's Chasteen Plumbing Services.
Okay, gotcha. And the email was chastineplumbing2022@gmail.com, the business name Chastine Plumbing Services. And then, oh, I guess I wanted to ask you too, the business itself is service-based, meaning that you only go out to the customer, right? No one ever comes to you. There's not any physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for your business?
No physical address.
That's totally understandable. In fact, Google expects it for most service-based businesses. Even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, I mean, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Jan never did get your last name. I never do want to assume, but is it Chastine, like the business?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. And then as far as listing your Google business profile or your Bing local business, Bing will basically index off of Google, but Google wants to verify that you are an active business in the local area. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. They do still prefer to use the U.S. Postal Service. So at our request, straight from Google headquarters, you'll get a PIN verification. Nothing much to it, but a 5-digit PIN. It's got directions on how to verify your listing on your own, but we would actually want you to call, text, or email us that 5-digit PIN, and we would take care of that for you. Sometimes they will allow us to do either a video verification or a phone verification, but if we do have to mail something out to you, that's just to verify that you are in the local area, and of course that physical address would never appear online. But where do you currently receive your mail?
You ready?
Yes, sir.
5933.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie, like Little House on the Prairie.
Okay.
Road.
Okay.
And then it'd be Chelsea, Oklahoma, Chelsea.
And the zip code?
74016.
74016. So of course that address.
My main service area is 74017, which would be Claremore, Oklahoma.
Claremore, 74017.
Yep.
Are there any other
main service area?
That's your main service area, and then of course. 74016, of course. Are there any other zip codes that you would want to appear in?
Yeah, give me 1 second. So, oh man, there's a bunch here.
That's okay.
So, it would be, let's see what this one is. Could I tell you the towns?
You can do that.
Easier
or counties, anything. I mean, all of it helps us. I'm just trying to get kind of a little bit more information for our client interview technician. They're going to go over that anyway.
Yeah. So, Claremore, you got that. Let's do this. Rogers County.
Okay. Is that with a D or no?
Rogers County and Mays County. M-A-Y-E-S.
Okay.
And then Tulsa County. And if you could prioritize those, it would go in the order that I gave them.
Perfect. In order. All right. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would, of course, take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. The other thing that I am required to do here, Levi, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. that we're reducing the cost, that the cost is fixed, that we'd even include a website for you at no additional cost, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
And are you leaning more towards the $199, the pro package with the bells and whistles, or the platinum package reduced to $249?
Let's just do the pro if I'm going to get the majority of the platinum perks.
You get the majority of it, too. Yeah, and you can, exactly. And you can always upgrade. You can always add something later on. So asking because I got to read that part too. Give me just a second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay. So Levi, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Chastain, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Chastain Plumbing Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then Levi, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Levi Chastain, owner, operator.
And then as the owner and operator of Chastain Plumbing Services, Levi, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mr. Chastain, are you an authorized user on that account?
Correct.
Of course. And then, Levi, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Again, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Levi, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Always.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. First, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Levi, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, waiving the setup fee even, including the website, and of course with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 4th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 Levi is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So again, it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is in fact an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and of course, in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, Levi, that rate will never go up on you unless you want to upgrade to the Platinum package. I do have it in the notes that you'd be looking at $249 if you decide to go that route. But like I said, until you let us know, until you tell us otherwise, it's going to bill for exactly $199. And again, it is on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time. For any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Levi, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Chastain, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Levi, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial payment of $199, Levi, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
That particular card, Levi, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Is there a middle initial for you, or just first and last?
So my middle name is Samuel Garcia.
Okay.
So you can do SG if you wanted to.
Okay. So Levi, SG, Chastain?
Yep.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Here, 1 second. I think it's a Visa. 1 second. Oh, wait, no. It may be my mistake. It's a MasterCard, not a Visa.
No problem. Let me update that. That should then start with a 5.
Yep.
Do you want to go ahead and read it 4 digits at a time? I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
So the numbers are 5297.
Yes, sir.
1200.
Okay.
1390.
Yes, sir.
6034.
And then the expiration month and year?
0326.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
298.
298. I've got 298-298 on the back. I've got March or 03 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5297-1200-1390-6034?
Correct.
Does that fill at the 5933 South Prairie Drive 74016?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yep.
Okay. So the toll-free number, I think I've already given it to you, is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1. or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, and again, that's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that day or the following business day if they get it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Levi, you'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually takes about 25, 30 minutes. Looks like the first available would be 3 o'clock Central. There's also a 4 or a 5 o'clock. Would any of those times work out for you today?
Do the 4 to 5 o'clock.
4 to 5. Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call usually does get to you pretty close to the top of the hour, gets you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call to just kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I don't know if it's going to be right at 4 or 4:05. I may already be on another call. If I am, they'll call you directly. They'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security here for you, just a question and an answer on your account. Anyone who calls us and tells us they are with Chasteen Plumbing Services, even if it's you, Levi, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And now this is important, especially in like 5-7 business days once your website is active. If anyone calls you and tells you that they're either with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that to you within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. Levi, if anyone's calling you and asking you for more money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is for your protection. It's already attached to your account, and it clearly states it bills $1.99 a month and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are either the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
What was the first one?
The city you were born in or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city I was born in.
Okay. And what is the answer?
Baltimore, Oklahoma.
Perfect. Type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent?
I got the email pulled up right now.
Okay, perfect. So the email that we want you to see, and it looks like the system did already send the welcome email as well, but the one that we want you to see is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. Is that the one you're looking at?
Yep.
Okay. Click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked. It goes directly to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. I appreciate and value your time. I don't want to walk you through everything. But real quick, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But it's about 1 out of 10, on average, people that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphone. Of course, we want you to receive those phone calls and those opportunities as well. So we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, Facebook. It's all the content necessary. We are doing that custom website for you. Like I said, we'll build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you. Facebook ads not included at this point. That's why there's a little asterisk by it. It's something you can add later. But the line that goes across it, it's populating your phone number. Couple of boxes populating below that. The first one says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages to the computer. We certainly would want you to click on that box. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box as well. Now, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would click and either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. It is case sensitive. So the L, the SG, and the C are capitalized. There's no periods in the middle initials there. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got the name there, click on the confirm signature box to the right of it. Levi, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we've fix that rate, that we've included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next screen.
I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. That's the login page for your tracking system. And the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But in a day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change that password, of course. Some people never do, and that's fine too. It looks like I can already give you the username because that has been assigned. It cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's simply your phone number with the area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So, of course, your username is simply 918-633-1759. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include your username or your phone number. In this case, of course, they're basically the same thing. Now, an hour prior to that scheduled call, so at 3 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system. I'm actually sending you right now a calendar invite to your email. That's just for your record. You don't need to respond to it. Some people do, and totally fine if you do. But it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Other than that, you're all squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website built, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Levi. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, if I'm in between phone calls, I'll be speaking with you briefly in that 4 o'clock hour. I do hope that I am able to do that, but if not, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You as well, Paul, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you, too. You take care. We'll be talking to you around 4 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Levi. Bye now.